Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. I just want to say, welcome. It is an interesting morning. It's an interesting morning, but thank God I'm alive. We're moving around. We're getting it done. It's always an interesting, go good for a few Saturdays, and then there's a Saturday that is, it comes up and say you just want to be challenging, but you can't defeat me because, as Reverend Ike used to say, I don't know if any of y'all remember Reverend Ike a long time ago, I can't lose with the stuff that I use, and I used to love to hear him say that because he knows. Eventually, he's not going to lose, but eventually he's going to win because with the stuff he's using, which is what? The Holy Spirit. So I just want to say good morning, and it is an interesting morning, and I will go to the switchboard and look for my co-host, Cynthia Oliver and Deborah Tyler. Yay, Deborah. I thought about it before I said it. That's just a joke, audience, between us, because I usually say Deborah's, give her a Taylor instead of Tyler, so I want to make sure nothing worse than get somebody's name twisted, so because then you don't know who you're talking to the wrong person. Let me go to the switchboard here and see who's there. There we go. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Good job. Good job. I won't complain. How about that? My face may say it, but my mouth ain't going to say it. All is well. All is well. Determined to be well.
Yeah, that's what happens when, they say, just don't let it come out your mouth. People don't realize once those words come out your mouth, you are in trouble. You've just made an agreement with the devil. Anything against God's words, you made an agreement. So, yeah, just don't say it. So let's see if I think Deborah's on with us today. Let me.
Yay.
I'm hustling here. I'm going to keep you live, Cynthia.
Okay.
Bear with me and the computer this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
All right.
Well, yeah, that throat is good this morning. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Yeah, everybody. Praise the Lord, girl.
All right. I just had a sleepover. I had a sleepover, and I told him I got to go home to my house where it's quiet at. I got to go on the radio. So I just made him go now.
Sleepovers are good. It's funny. Adults, when we have sleepovers, they're awesome. I'm telling you, I love it. Good job.
Before we get too far into this, let's get the prayer going. Deborah, can you give us the prayer this morning?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. We come before you, Lord, actually, just give us what we need. Just give us what we need to perform your will, which that you called us to do. Help us help somebody in the process of being helped as we help somebody. Give us everything that we need today, tomorrow, and furthermore to carry this message, not just for one Saturday, but forever, till you say, well done, good job. We thank you for that. We thank you for all the people that's listening. We actually touch their hearts, soften their souls, and let whatever the word has come be able to affect them in a way that it should affect them so they may be able to transform some things in their life to be a better servant, a mother, a child, a daughter, whatever you need them to be. We just thank you because we don't know who's all listening, but we want to cover everybody, Lord. Just bless the people today and have your way. In Jesus' name, we'll pray and give you thanks in advance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to make sure we do that. Sometimes I get in there and get talking, and we get a lot of us in before we even say thank you, Lord. So just wanted to do that. Yeah. So God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. All right, then. What I'm going to do, we're going to go in. I'm going to go into our discussion for today. I just deleted our discussion for last week. I just deleted the title. I tell you, it's a lot going on, but y'all pray for me that it all works out. But I don't know if anybody, I can go back to the switchboard and find out what we talked about last week. If one of you ladies remember, you can say it. If not, we'll just go on. All right, I'll be back in a minute to get you. And then we'll have a discussion.
Okay.
An open discussion. All right. Thank you, Lia. Thank you. Woo. Thank you. Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. It's interesting this morning. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just ask you to come in this morning. The Holy Spirit, I ask you to just take over this radio program so that we will be focused on the message that you want to get out. I feel that it's such a message that the enemy is trying to distract me from allowing you to flow. So I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to take over. I release myself to you, that you will speak and say what you feel you need to say to your mothers and your daughters and to the entire family in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Just needed that prayer from me because sometimes we don't realize how the enemy try to trick us up and make us think, you know, things are not going well when they really are already completed. They're already done. It's just a trick of the enemy to try to disguise himself to fool you in thinking that it's not working. It is working. It's already worked out. Just have to stay focused on that. Our topic last week was God's main expectation for mothers. That was the topic for last week, God's main expectation of mothers. And it was an interesting conversation. So if you want to hear that, audience, I advise you to go to our website at mdbn.org and go to Blog Talk there on our site and listen to last week's show, God's main expectation of mothers. Now, that brings us this morning to our topic, and I'm just going to get right into it so that we can get hit it hard. I'm going to open it up for a total discussion between Cynthia and Deborah and myself. And audience, please click one if you would like to participate. You know, I know you're there. I appreciate you. If you want to, click one. We'd love to hear your comments. If not, it's just like most radio programs we know. We listen to them, and then we take it in. And we pass it on because we're always going to tell somebody, did you know I was listening to this radio program this morning, Mothers and Daughters, and they were talking about God's expectations of mothers. And I want to tell you what they were talking about. So you're passing it on. That's what we do. We listen to television shows, radio shows, and we have discussions out of them. So we appreciate it. Share the word as God touch your heart. That's all that the Lord wants you to do, is pass on the gospel. We're here used as vessels for the Holy Spirit to be able to allow him to speak through us and to share his thoughts, giving it out there. Somebody's going to pick it up and run with it. It's like a relay. You'll pick it up, run with it, tell somebody else, and things just pass. It's amazing how the word of God just travels. You know, we hear the cliches and the hip things and things like that, and you think that travels. But really, the word of God travels even faster. God is not going to let Satan outdo him. Come on, think about it. The word of God is going to travel faster. We think it doesn't, because when we look at the world, we see a bunch of junk and a bunch of things going on. But don't you know it's more good going on in this world than there's evil? Why would God allow Satan to do more than him? No, it's more good going on. There's more good in the world, and there's more of God in the world than there is Satan in his people. So we sit here on Saturday morning and allow the Holy Spirit to share his thoughts through us to you. So take it and run with it. So again, good morning. I'm Dr. Bessie, sitting at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. And our stimulating topic this morning is the three births of a daughter. Yeah, you heard me right. The three births of a daughter. You like, Dr. Fletcher, how in the world can you be born three times? Well, yeah, nah, that's what we're going to talk about. So text your friends and tell them, Dr. Fletcher talking about the three births of a daughter. Can you believe it? I wonder what that's about. Get your pen and paper and your favorite drink and sit back and relax and join in if you like. Click one. So let's get into that topic this morning. The Holy Spirit is so amazing. He's just so amazing. The three births of a daughter. And when that topic, it came to me about the birth of a mother and, or, no, the birth of a mother and a daughter. And so I thought that was the topic. I wrote that down, the birth of a mother and a daughter. And I was like, wow, the birth of a mother and a daughter. So, you know, the mind, which is my soul, wants to process. But you can't process when the Holy Spirit is speaking. You just got to be still and listen. And so I wrote it down. And so as I'm going through what I'm going through, and, of course, you know, everything that could possibly be challenging me this morning with the switchboard and the computer stopping. I got three computers going on right now. You know, the laptop is just, the iPad is just sitting here. It's not on, but I got two computers on. I had to just stop one and then come back and get this one and then it dawned on me, you're trying to trick me. You don't want me to say this. You know, so I got the other computer, which is much faster than that one. I bought it, thought it was going to be faster. But anyway, long story short, I ended up getting the small computer and being able to get on quicker than I was with the old one. And then the Holy Spirit gave me, and I already put it into the format and tried to send it out into the world on Facebook, the title, and inviting people to come into the radio, listen. And then it wouldn't even go. And I thought, what in the world is going on? Couldn't even get it to post. So then I'm coming back, and then the Holy Spirit changed the title. So I was moving, see, I was moving fast. He was talking to me. And because I'm running late, I'm trying to move fast, not running late of getting up because I was up. But it was just, you know, getting the information and dealing with the computers. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on that too long. But I'm trying to show you that's the way the enemy will try to trick you when the Holy Spirit want to use you to deliver a message. He'll bring all kinds of distractions to get you off track. So then the Holy Spirit knew I put the wrong title there. That's not what he was saying. He was just talking. Listen, Bessie, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to tell you. So then I had to go back into the switchboard and the Blog Talk platform and changed the title. And he said, the title is The Three Births of a Daughter. And he was explaining to me these things as I'm moving around doing this, the Holy Spirit talking to me about what it is. So I went back and I changed it. And then I was able to post it because I was moving too fast. When the Holy Spirit is talking to us, that's why he said, be still and know that I am God. So what does it mean? Be still. Quiet your mind. Rest. Wait. Listen. And get it. So when he told me about the three births of a daughter, I'm thinking, three births of a daughter. Yes. The first birth of a daughter is when she's born into the earth realm. And that's the day that we celebrate. We get excited when the baby is born. Everybody comes around and they look at her and they size her up and they say, isn't she cute? She's adorable. And the first thing people ask, how much does she weigh? You know, what's her name? Oh, and then they start saying, she looks like you. She looks just like her mother. Or she looks like her dad. Or she looks like her grandmother even. You know, we come up with all these type of, you know, accolades that we think is just cute. Or isn't she adorable? She is just adorable. So, this is audience. I told you all to pray. Told you to pray. The whole computer just shut down. Text me, Cynthia, if you still can hear me. So we're looking at the daughter being born into the earthly realm. And after she's born into the earthly realm, and everybody's getting all excited about, oh, my God, I'm not sure. Cynthia, can you hear me? If you can hear me, please text me. Audience, please bear with me. I'm so sorry. I apologize for that. But we're going to get this message out. Trust me. And we have to be here all day. It's going to happen. Okay, thank you, Cynthia. All right, we're back on the computer now. So we have, the three births. The first one is the birth of the daughter into the earthly realm. And when she's here, everybody's excited. They waited 9 months. The mother's excited. The father's excited. The grandmother's. Everybody's just, they've had the parties, celebration. They brought the gifts and just waiting. People on your job waiting. People at your church waiting. Especially those daughters who have been waiting a while to have a baby and thought that God was not going to honor them to be a mother, you know, the anticipation is high. And then there's the second birth of the daughter. And the second birth of the daughter is when she is birthed into motherhood. She is then a new creature because now she's no longer just a daughter. She has another title added to her and another role added to her life and her journey. She has the role of being a mother. And being a mother, there's certain expectations like we talked about last week. God is expecting you to do certain things as a mother. So if you're a daughter and you're selected, because it is a selection process to be a mother, then there's certain expectations that come with that role of being a mother. You cannot live your life as you did as a daughter when it was just you. You didn't have no one to care for but you. You could go and come, do as you please, eat when you want, cook if you want, do whatever you want to do because it's just you. You can fix a sandwich, look at a movie, read the Bible, go to bed, just you. But then you become birthed into a whole new dimension of life, into the role of a mother. Now you have to take care of another human being. And all the excitement is good. But when all of that dies down and everyone goes back into their respective corners and their homes, then you are left with a human being and your new title of a mother. Who am I as a mother? What is my role as a mother? How do I take care of this human? Because it's hard for you to remember when you were born and those early years between, day one and three. So if you were an only child, say such as myself, I didn't have a baby. I was the only child, and I was the baby of the grands. So there was no other baby beyond me. So I didn't have experience looking at someone take care of a baby. So I had to pray. When I was pregnant, I used to say, Lord, I don't even know how to take care of a baby. First, I didn't really want a baby, but I was selected. Okay? So I'm like, okay, now what do I do? I don't even know how to take care of a baby. How do I take care of a baby? Once I got past the fact that I couldn't believe a baby was going to come out of me, I'm like, a baby going to come out of me? I mean, that was disturbing to me. Never thought about it until I got pregnant. How is this going to happen? This human is going to come out? I had no earthly idea. My mother wasn't talking to me about what to expect. She had one child. She was the baby. So I guess here we go with this generational, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And so I prayed, because like I tell most of you, I've been having conversation with God since I was five. So I just asked him, I need you to help me. I need you to tell me what I'm supposed to do with this baby. How am I supposed to take care of this baby? And I just want to openly say thank you, God, because God really, the Holy Spirit would speak to me and tell me things. And that's how I knew. Because if I had went on it just with myself, I had no experience. So I was birthed into a mother. I just used myself in that spot. I was birthed into a mother. And then, well, before I was birthed into a mother, as a daughter, I was birthed into the kingdom of God. So that's the third birth, being birthed into the kingdom of God. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you are a daughter and then a mother, then birthed into the kingdom. You are a daughter, birthed into the kingdom, and become a mother. It can have, those roles can switch both ways. So when you birth into the kingdom, there are certain expectations that God is expecting of you as a daughter. So now you see how important the role of a daughter is. You know, most of the time people think the role of the mother is more important than the role of a daughter. And as I'm speaking to you, God is making it very clear to me that the role of the daughter far exceeds the expectations of the role of a mother. Because the daughter, every female human that's birthed into this world is a daughter first. Out of the daughter comes the various roles that she plays. We here at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable just explores her journey as a mother. But there's so many different journeys a daughter will go down. It just so happened that God has tailored us to speak of her role as a mother. So out of the daughter becomes the mother. And when you become the mother, you are allowing God to use your body to do his work in the kingdom, in the earthly realm. That's why you selected to be a mother. Just as God used the body of Jesus Christ to come into the earthly realm to do his work, he uses the body of the daughter to fulfill the earthly realm. So the daughter is the powerful force of recreation. She's the same daughter. She's just given a different role at a different point in time in her life. A role that is specially selected by God. Bessie, I want to use your body. I need to bring another human into the earthly realm. And I want you to call her Angela. Angela Deanna. Because I have need of her. But there was an expectation that God had for me in rearing this daughter. He went, listen, ask me. And I thank God that she is a woman that loves God. My best prayer partner. My best friend. We hung out all day yesterday. So I had a good time with you. I love being around her. She loved being around me. And we really are very good friends. We had to grow into that. But she knows that I'm her mother. And she knows the lines of her line as far as being the daughter. And I'm the mother. And I know my line as far as being the mother and her being the adult daughter. And we respect that. And we don't have to always agree. But we can disagree in such a way that it doesn't mean anything to us. It's like, okay, all right then. We'll just let that drop. Move on. Hasn't always been that way. You have to grow in Christ, grow in the knowledge of your role and your expectation, and know that that's not your daughter to own. That's God's daughter. He just selected you to be the pass-through for another human that he wanted to work out of. God works out of each and every one of us with a style and a design of uniqueness. And when we look at people that are unique and different, we want to say, that's not God, but it is God. Nothing is created without his consent. He's an artistic God. He loves the flair. So humans come in different flavors, different styles. And when you see one, you better know God is in them. Okay, so I'm going to go to the switchboard. That's the three births of a daughter. Cynthia?
Yes. I am, I'm not normally speechless and don't have much to say. But I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, and it makes perfect sense. But I'm just really thinking about the subject matter because it's something that I never thought about.
Me either.
Just how God allows, how God allows us to bring out. And if we look at the order that you gave it to us, it makes perfect sense. One, we're born unto man. That's the first birth. Then you become a mother of a daughter, and then the daughter of the king. And it may be vice versa. You may accept Christ before you have a daughter. But that is the order in which these three births that you're referring to, that it makes sense. And we all have roles in these, and these, and the, and in the order that you have given to us. We come about, we serve, and as a mother, we protect, we train, we love our families, and we do all of that in Christ. So it really makes sense to what you're saying. It's just something I never thought about. And if we are looking to be our best, when you use the word expectation, that's just the way it has to be if we're going to be able to be the mother to the daughter that God has given us, or to our children for those who don't have girls. We have to have these three births as daughters in order to be effective and to be what it is that God has called us to do in this earthly realm. And if we don't do it according to his will, then we will constantly battle, not with the world, because God tells us we don't battle against flesh and blood. We battle within ourselves if we never come to be the daughter of the king. So we are effective as mothers and ineffective as mothers and daughters if we're not born again of him. So it makes sense, because we can't do it the way he would have us to do it otherwise.
Amen.
Makes a lot of sense. That's my take on it.
Okay. You know, I understand it. It sort of stops you in your track, because that's where I was, and the enemy didn't want me to get this message out. And I ain't trying to give him no credit, but I'm just saying that God gets the glory, because I was like you. Of course, I never heard of it before, and the Holy Spirit said, "Of course you haven't. I just told you. I just told you." So that's those moments when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, and we go, "Wow, that is." And you're right. I could hear the stunness in your spirit. It was like, boom. Deborah?
Well, I guess we all was feeling that, because I'm saying, my God, how can I elaborate, comment, make any type of statement on that one? And when Cynthia said that, I said, well, I'm not alone here. You know, and so, wow, three births. And, you know, my take on the three births of the little bit, the poquito that I have to offer is it's about, you know, I thank God for the first birth, because without the first birth, I can't experience the third one or the second one, which has happened and which for me won't be happening. So I have to go past the me being able to birth a child and having that title of motherhood. But, of course, I've played mother to a lot of kids, and even some grown people. I play some mother role, too. So I'm just sitting here thinking that in Galatians, I think we talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And when you come to know the Lord, he asks for us to have a lot of these things that we would be able to be a better mother. Love is not selfish, it's kind, it's meek, it's gentleness, you know, all that stuff that we have for the kid. We're not selfish when we have a kid. It's all about the kids, and God is setting us up in a position so when we give our life, or we haven't gave our life, we'll be able to demonstrate the spirit of love and the meekness and kindness and loving. After we experience that, rebirth. Then we have supposedly have those fruits. We're supposed to bear those fruits of all those things. And I believe that as a mother that you demonstrate some of those things because you're not selfish when it comes to the baby. The baby's going to eat if you don't eat. The baby's going to have diapers if you don't eat. The baby's going to have, you know, the baby's going to come first. And God is saying, well, when you come to me, I want to be like that baby. I want to come first in your life. I want you to be not selfish when it comes to me. It gives me time and let me know that you appreciate me. That don't let no come before me. What's your other God but me? Just let me be that one, you know, and I'll set everything else in order. But ultimately, I think the third one is the most valued birth that we can experience in this world is to know that new life there after Christ, new creature. You know, old things are passed away. All things become anew. And so that birth that I experienced, I could talk about. I can't talk about when I came out and mama, you know, they handed me as a beautiful girl and they said all the beautiful things about the brown eyes and all that stuff. I didn't know. I didn't hear it till much later. I can't talk about me being a mother, you know, other than me, you know, having my opportunities to display that type of character with other people's kids. But I could talk about the new birth when I got saved. I want everybody to be saved. I want to love everybody. I want to forgive. I want to be gentle and meek with people. I don't want to lie and game you no more. I don't want to play you. I don't want to be, you know. And so that birth for me was so profound and so phenomenal that I said, Lord, I've walked away in some way over the years from that love and that all those things I felt when I first came to know you, when I first got reborn. And it just today just making me, revisit, remember when you was reborn? And I'm like, wow, you know, April 21st, 1996. I remember when walking in that prison, wanted everybody to be saved. Now, Superstore is saved. Superstore ain't doing girls no more. Superstore ain't got guards traveling and tracking traffic and yeah, all that Superstore. Oh, I just want everybody to love Jesus. I want you to go to church. Do you know God loves you? I want that thing to come back, that when I got reborn again, because I have walked away from the, over the years and trying to get back and closer to that rebirth. You know, I might be a little off right now, but I'm just saying what's on my heart, you know, about the three rebirths. And I want to just, you know, highlight that one because that one was the most phenomenal. That one was the one that I could remember. That one was the one that changed my life drastically in a good way, you know? And so, love, meekness, and kindness and not being selfish, you know, and all those things. God is saying, well, your mother, you know how to do that. He said, but if you come and give it to me and you do all those things for me and you love your neighbor and you be kind and meek and you treat everybody equal, nobody's up or low on the same scale, you treat them like that. You say, that's what I want to see. But when you're reborn again, you start demonstrating some of those qualities, some of those fruits, you know. And I asked God just today on national radio to just rejuvenate my spirit and, you know, give me that rebirth again, you know. I just thank God for this moment. Yes. So, you know,
I feel the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, I can feel it. I just feel it. This is significant to where we're going. I feel like this is a change message. I can't really put it into words. I just know that I was in awe. I felt it translated to Cynthia, and then you came on and translated to you. So I'm like you, Deborah. I thought, well, okay then. I'm not the only one because I'm here hearing it, and it really is the kind of message that you just want to go somewhere and sit down. You just want to just be still and say, Lord, but when he said the three births, and see, now I can understand all the confusion, because the same way that it's hitting us, it's going to hit everyone that hear this message. the Holy Spirit personally going to deliver this message where it's supposed to go. Because this is, if this message is not from the Holy Spirit, I don't know what is or what message is. Because it's a clarity of who we are as a woman in defining us to the various roles of clarity of, like said, to say, you know, you got to know in order to get there. I mean, really, I've been saying mother and daughter, mother and daughter, mother and daughter, because that's the way he's been rolling that to me. Mother and daughter. But it took, I was doing mothers and daughters, workshop, conferences, you name it, the radio. And 12 years it took. And God said to me, do you know what I think? You want to know what I think about mothers and daughters? And I'm thinking, walking across the floor. Well, yeah. I'm like, Lord, I've been doing this all this time and you're asking me now? You didn't need to know to now. Well, that's the way I feel about this message. Now it's about, what, 20 years doing mother and daughter. And now this is deep. This is, it's like a clarity beyond, as is the mother, so is her daughter. This is the way I felt when he dropped that on me. I was like, okay. And some things I can't even tell anybody because it would not be received because they didn't get it when I got it, and I don't know how to explain it. That they can get it, because he don't want them to get it, I guess. He wanted me to get it. So this morning he had me to deliver this message so that we all could get, I feel, now, that's just the way I'm feeling right now, is that Deborah, Cynthia, and I would get a true feeling of what we're really doing. What we're really doing. When we speak in the mothers and daughters, now we have an inside scope with a deeper understanding. See, he says, wisdom is one thing, knowledge is another. But when you get wisdom, you got to get an understanding. So we know the essence of mother and daughter relationships. He's told us all, we've done 500 shows or more, and we, you know, we talk about mother and daughter issues from the east, the west, the north, the south. But then he brought us straight to the core, to the center of this mother and daughter around the world, this imaginal world. And all the things that we've done and talked around and round and around and up and down, he brought us to the core of mother and daughter, the core of understanding of the role of a mother and daughter, the three births. Now, normally when someone would say something like that, you'd think they were crazy, the three births. So my question is, Cynthia, when I said the topic, the three births of a mother and daughter, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
The three stages of birth.
Okay.
There's three stages of birth, and so mm-hmm. when you said it, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Deborah,
I had got the first one, of course. You know, I got that being born into the world. I got that, and then I got the part about the mother. And then as you kept talking, it came to me about Christ. But I didn't get all three at the same time because I kept saying, I got two, and I'm listening. And then, you know, I'm saying, oh, my God. And that was the third one, the birth, mm-hmm. the rebirth, you know.
And then the Holy Spirit just dropped something in my spirit. And he said, and what does that mean? It's always about three. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 days on the cross.
resurrection, I guess you should say. This is deep.
When I'm sorry. When